ago, I considered the Buddha as being someone who practiced harm reduction, and but having worked in the field, I've started to have a lot of conflict around when people request paraphernalia to help them use.
Mm-hmm.
The idea, of course, is to keep them alive.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's become very complicated because people are still dying. My question is there a violation of right livelihood? And also, if you could speak a little bit about a wisdom in compassion.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you very much for teaching.
I think one of the things that you, primarily, the very first thing that's essential is you reflect on and recollect your own intention. You know, what is my intention in being involved in and being a part of that service? Because it is complicated, and you're going to be seeing it from, you know, depending on the mood of the day, you're going to be seeing it from different perspectives. So that seeing it from what you are acknowledging and trying to work from your own intention and trying to refine your own intention of why you're doing. Because it's, there is a very real effect of reducing infection, reducing the introduction extraneous substances into so it's more safe in terms of the actual drug itself, and so there is that intention of trying to protect people, and then it does allow people to be in a environment where they can receive counseling, be in contact with, alternatives that could be possible. And you know, the reality is probably the majority are not going to avail themselves, but it's there, and it's that's the intention, is to provide it. You can't force it on people, and the more you restrict it and criminalize it, the more dangerous it is, and the more actually attractive it is in a certain way. You know, so the more normal it becomes, then the more options one has for helping people. And you know, I think the example of Portugal is a very good example on a actual countrywide level, because you have a small population which is fairly, you know, it's not as spread out as Canada or America, but still, I think it's an interesting experiment that I think has been extremely successful. And you know, and there's always going to be people addicted, and you know, they are deserving of compassion. So the one isn't just a facility. You know, again, it's sort of recognizing what one's intention is. The intention is to help. And the intention is to facilitate some kind of recovery. But you can't force that. And also, I mean, I think in terms of harm reduction, when you yourself, as a person who is trying to help, you have to learn harm reduction to yourself, because you know it's an environment that can be depressing or frustrating, and you have to learn how to be within that. You have to learn how to pull back and recognize I can't help everybody, and I can't even help myself. You know, but that sense of, you know, I can't help everybody. I can't be doing this all the time, and which is oftentimes the case in social work, where there's a tremendous amount of pressure to just keep pouring yourself into it, and then you end up getting burnt out. It's true, but it's also, you know, the sense of recognizing that without it, you know, their options are limited, and the amount of harm that happens both to themselves as well as the society around, and you can't be responsible for everybody. Mm-hmm.